anybody in your family ever tell you, don't waste? There are children that are hungry, don't waste your food. Don't waste water, turn the water off, turn the lights off. Telling you not to waste things. Doesn't sound familiar at all, Alex. Trying to see which way the nods are supposed to go. Is that what we're doing? Well, I think a lot of us have heard those sorts of things. And we might not think about it, but you know, at your house, they tell you not to waste the water because they have to pay for the water. And at your house, they tell you not to waste the electricity or, you know, the hot water or whatever because they have to pay for those. But one of the things that we forget about is that the whole wide world, all the creation, all of the people, the animals, the trees, the rocks, the water, it all belongs to God. And God tells us to take care of it, to have dominion over it, to make sure that it's well cared for. And there are some ways that we can do these things that not everybody has thought about. And some of them are old-fashioned ways, and some of them are new. Like when you cut up an apple or when you eat it down to the core, one of the things you can do is you can take that core and you can put it in a bucket and then put it outside in a compost bin or a compost pile in the garden, and eventually it turns back into really good dirt. Is that amazing? So you can compost leaves and grass and garbage, and the bugs and the bacteria turn it back into good dirt. It's actually even better than some of the plain light-colored dirt. It's called compost, and people use it for fertilizer. And you may have seen some of these in people's yards, yeah? And what happens? What happens if it gets dark, what happens?
It turns on.
It turns on, doesn't it? There's a light. And if you have this in your yard at night, when all the lights are gone and the sun's gone, it lights up your yard, doesn't it? How does it do that? Yeah, Cora.
When it's really dark, it turns on, so you don't waste electricity.
Yeah. Do you know where it gets its electricity? Alex, do you know?
Solar energy.
It does. Solar energy. Do you know what that means?
It means energy from the sun.
It means energy from the sun, yes. We have energy from, if we go outside, we can see the sun shining through that stained glass window. There's sunshine, solar energy, all over the place, all day long. And this stores it up. If you can see the kind of black square around where the light lit up, if you see the kind of black square around there, that is the solar cell that turns sunshine into electricity. And then it's set up so that it gives it back out as light at night. So it's a way that we can use the energy that's all around us all the time for free. So it saves money, but it also takes better care of this great earth that we have. When we're all done with the newspaper and the junk mail and all the stuff that comes, the papers, your school papers, when you're all done with them, we can throw them in the trash where they go to a dump and they stay forever. Or we can, what, Cora?
Recycle.
We can recycle them, yes. A lot of us have a bin at our house where we put these in and then we can take them to the recycling center, or some people in town now have a truck that comes and picks them up at their house. And this is part of it. We recycle them so they don't get into the trash. But then what we can also do is that we can buy things made out of recycled paper so that we're not wasting brand new trees. If we buy brand new paper for toilet paper, in our whole lives, we will cut down a giant tree just for toilet paper for each of us. But if we use this recycled paper, it means that the companies are buying this old paper and they're making it into new paper. So that's a good way to protect the earth, isn't it? So there's lots of things that we can do to protect the earth and take care of it. I know that some of you were here last week and you helped Ellie make up some bags of bird seed. So we're going to have you take those around to all the people in the church. The kids decorated these last week for us. And then when you're done, I have some seed packets if you want to take a package of seeds to take home. So this is another way that we can take care of the birds. Take care of creation by taking care of the birds. So we're taking care of water and trees and air, and we're taking care of the birds too. Come on, let's hand out some bird seed here. Make sure everybody's got some. Ellie and Wanda and the kids who decorated all of these bags. Want to say a prayer up here? Holy God, we thank you for this wonderful creation, and we thank you for all the people all around the world. Help us take good care of all of your creation, our neighbors, and all of your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us pray. Creating God, we celebrate your creativity, your marvelous people, your colorful flowers, your astounding animals. The hush of deep snow, the breadth of a billion stars, stir our gratitude and our praise. We thank you. Jesus, lover, restorer of lost lambs, help us care for all our neighbors with justice and concern. Help us see, help us love all our neighbors. May all have enough. Spirit, holy breath, may we hear you in the wind and feel you in the sun. Lift us, lead us, help us speak and work and love in godly ways. We pray all this and the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. the Old Testament. Psalm 24, verse 1 to 7, a psalm of King David. The earth is the Lord's, and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. For the Lord has founded it on the seas and established it on the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in God's holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their souls to what is false and do not swear deceitfully, they will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation. Such is the company of those who seek God, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Here ends the reading from Psalm 24. My message this day is called The Lord's. We've all heard the joke about why did the chicken cross the road? Well, why do salamanders cross the road? To get between the vernal pools of water where they lay their eggs and the woods where they live. The youth group at Dartmouth College United Church of Christ help salamanders cross the busy road in between. They have to wait around in the dark, hoping tonight all conditions will be right, and tonight will be the night the salamanders cross the road. Their mortality rate is high, but amphibians matter to the food chain and the environment, so the youth help. They help the salamanders cross the road. They have heard their leader say, "The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it." Are we connected to creation? Michael O'Gorman started the Farmer Veteran Coalition out of his pickup truck 6 years ago. Author Bethany Schonberg wrote about farmer veterans in Sojourners magazine. Army veteran Justin Garrity began in 2010 with a Farmer Veteran Coalition grant to make compost. At first, restaurants just thought he was weird, asking for their leftover lettuce and wilted carrots. Garrity said, "Whether it's for health, economic, or environmental reasons, everybody's growing food. And nobody wants Miracle-Gro on their gardens anymore. They want his compost." He now employs 8 other veterans, collecting food waste, making compost, and selling soil-enriching composted fertilizer around Baltimore, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. In Jacksonville, Florida, Adam Burke's Veterans Farm produces what they call red, white, and blueberries. Their 19 acres of blueberries, veggies, and herbs are all wheelchair accessible, because the workers are all disabled veterans. Burke says, "The thing about farming is that we focus on the future, not the past. The majority of the veterans who come here have PTSD. They're thinking about the past when they go to sleep. Now they're planning for the future. What do we need to do tomorrow or next month in the field?" Hundreds of vets have worked there and felt the healing power of loving community and the fertile goodness of God's creation, because the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. Members of Pride's Corner Congregational UCC used a Neighbors in Need grant to grow tomatoes, onions, radishes, carrots, beans, zucchini, beets, peas, peppers, lettuce, and eggplant for their community's food pantry. All generations work together to dig, plant, cultivate, and harvest nutritious food from God's green earth. Pastor Kelly Whitman says, "To me, this is what the church does at its best. It's ideas that connect our passion to what God has called us to do, and it's finding ways for the whole church to be involved. The gifts of God are for the people of God, and the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it." If you see sunny yellow cone flowers and think toxin filter, you just might be a chemist. On the College of Worcester campus, the beautiful rain gardens feed bees and the souls of busy students and staff. The gardens are a combination of experimental particles which help break down contaminants in rainwater, and the flowers which feed off the byproducts. Water, which once gushed in the street, is now absorbed in the ground. 99% of it clean, and it goes deep into the ground. Professor Paul Edmiston helps us return to cooperation with God's green earth. You do know that the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. Sometimes when we travel, we see the Lord's earth and people in brand new ways. We see our disposables pile up on shores where the people have no way to get rid of them. We see mines that spoil drinking water for local people. If we begin to consider that the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it, we may step back and consider our impact on our neighbors. If we buy fair trade coffee at Walmart or tagua nut ornaments at St. John's own fair trade shop, we provide good paying jobs in poor communities and we protect the rainforest, which many scientists call the lungs of planet Earth. For some of us, protecting the Lord's earth and the Lord's people simply means going back to the more conservative way you once lived. Eating dandelions, washing dishes instead of tossing them, composting leaves and leftovers, drying clothes on a line, airing the house with cool night breezes. Trained in physics and philosophy, Vandana Shiva sees thousands of generations of cultivation, selection, and preservation in seeds. She calls seeds priceless. Shiva works to protect traditional agriculture and seeds from patents and other barriers. She claims that all our ecological problems come from an illusion that we are separate from nature. The Garden of Genesis, the prophets, the Psalms tell us that we are all God's good creation. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. In December, Pope Francis asked all to show concern for the environment, not just for the impact on our own nations. He said, "You are called to care for creation not only as responsible citizens, but also as followers of Christ." Huh? How is creation care a godly virtue? The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. If the earth is the Lord's, then we are briefly entrusted with it, no matter what the deed says. Its condition 50 years from now is our responsibility. As Christians, we say we care about God's priorities. If all the people of the earth also belong to God, what does that mean for us? We are the beloved children of God, and so is every other person. We can get bogged down in how much pesticide residue is left on our particular apple. Or we can think about the workers who spray the apples. We can use coal, gasoline, and other fossil fuels without concern, or we can reduce our use, thinking about our neighbor's asthma attack. Love your neighbor, Jesus said. You may not know that the television star Mr. Rogers was an ordained Presbyterian minister. He got into children's programming solely to make it better. Mr. Rogers wrote, "We live in a world in which we need to share responsibility. It's easy to say it's not my child, not my community, not my world, not my problem. Then there are those who see the need and respond. I consider those people my heroes," the Reverend Fred Rogers. How is the Lord nudging you to make the world better for all creation. Pray about it. Listen for your calling. Ask the wise ones. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. For the Lord has founded it on the seas and established it on the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in God's holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their souls to what is false and do not swear deceitfully, they will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation. Amen.